And we're live, baby.
And we're live. We're live, baby. Welcome to Laid Back Swank Discussions.
Yeah.
I'm Shoshua.
I'm RJ.
This is RJ right here.
Yeah.
This is our...
It's our first
pretty,
episode.
This is our first episode. A pretty sad excuse for, for a setup right now.
Oh, if they could see it right now, dude.
Dude, if you guys could see it. Dude. Stay tuned. So we spent like probably the first hour before this just figuring out a podcast name.
Yep.
What we're going to talk about, which we still don't really quite know yet.
Yeah. I feel like that's just going to come whenever.
Yeah. And then also I clean my room.
You want to tell them why you cleaned your room?
I mean, so long story short, I'll keep it simple. Flooded out my entire room by turning my shower on for too long. Yeah, considerably long amount of time for a shower to be on. And I got about an inch or two of water across my whole room. So for the past 2 days, yeah, the whole carpet, it's all carpet. So for the past 2 days, I've been cleaning up all the water and trying to get this moldy-ass smell out of the room.
Now that I think about it, you could even move these.
You get under there?
So, yeah, even if... Because that's still going to be wet and smell.
That's true. I mean, at the same time, though...
But it's like a small spot, considered like...
Yeah.
Majority of the space is clean.
And also, I'm only going to be here for either until we leave or if they move me.
Mm-hmm. So...
So...
You did your part.
I'm doing my part.
Yeah.
So, it's good enough for me for right now. I might get some more baking soda and put some on there and vacuum again just to make it, you know, keep up on it a little bit.
I still think it smells like strawberry protein. I don't know why.
So?
I can just, like, I don't know.
Maybe their water pipes have strawberries in them.
Something like that, dude.
Maybe they have, like, a strawberry pump. And they flush the water through the strawberry pump. So, yeah. That's what we did today. And... Now we're chilling on a nice Sunday afternoon. What time is it? 14:45, dude.
Holy shit, dude.
So now we're relaxing on a nice Sunday afternoon. We have nothing really to do.
Yeah, it was, I think it's pretty productive for me, considering I woke up, like, at 8:30.
Yeah.
With my stomach bleeding from Taco Bell last night.
Dude, it was rough.
Like, I actually woke up because my stomach's hurting, dude.
It was rough, dude.
Like, I wasn't even, like, I take pain pretty good, but I woke up and I was bitching. I was crying.
Bitching.
I was texting my girl. I was like, I'm menstruating. This hurts.
I'm menstruating. I mean, I'm going through transition right now, babe.
I wanted to go back to sleep because I was so tired.
Yeah.
But the pain was just like, no, I'm going to shit myself. So.
That's how I felt too, dude. I woke up at like 9.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh.
And I was like, this is horrible.
I don't want to get up though. So I went back to sleep for like 45 minutes.
Yep.
And then I saw your text and I was like, yeah,
it's about time. Sleep is coming.
That was a rough one this morning, too. I was on there for about a good 15 minutes.
And then on top of that, like, my stomach hurting from Taco Bell, I was so hungry this morning, so I had, like, hunger pains with it.
Oh, man.
So, like, I wanted to go out and go get breakfast.
Did you get breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go over here?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah, I went there. Not bad.
Damn, dude.
But,
Well, I think we should get into our first topic. All right,
what?
So, I think we can either talk about what happened last night.
Yeah.
Or see what you got, see what I got.
I don't really got that much.
You don't really got that much?
Yeah, because my days I had were, like, the ones where we were already in the car and we're, like, save it for the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's what I
was at. What did I just tell you 2 minutes ago, save it for the podcast? Oh, your speaker. So,
my
we were
speaker.
At work. We were at work.
Oh, my God. Dude.
How did your speaker break?
So, first of all, let me say, I had the speaker for, like, 2 years.
It's what kind of speaker was it?
It's a Cove commuter.
The
so like,
fuck is that?
It's like this little. It's like the size of a water bottle.
Okay.
Have you seen it? Have you seen it?
I may have.
Yeah,
oh,
so,
I think I connected to it when you were sparring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's a water resistant speaker. It has a subwoofer.
Ooh,
and it's like,
that's cool.
You know, what Bluetooth speaker has a subwoofer?
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
And this shit originally like $200. I got it, like, this YouTuber I followed, he did like a promo deal and it was only $70, so I was like, fuck yes.
How much was it usually?
200.
Damn, you got it for $70.
So I got it for $70.
That's pretty sick.
And I had it for 2 years. And then yesterday, when we were cleaning at work, I decided to put it on top of the light fixture, because, you know, I don't want to put it, like, on the ground or, like, on just a shelf or a desk. I want to put it above for better...
More surround sound.
Yeah. But the thing is, that subwoofer is too strong for its little body. Like, the speaker isn't heavy enough. And, like, it still has, like, rubber grips all over it where you stand her up or sit it down. But some songs, the bass will just slap and it just...
Damn.
And just fell right off.
That's fucked.
And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And
that's
like, I heard
fucked.
It and the audio just instantly, like, it sounded like somebody was like blowing raspberries in like a tin can. And then I picked up the thing and like I could just hear everything rattling inside. And I was like, this is heartbreaking.
Damn, dude.
I was like, 2 years. I'm not good at taking care of my shit. So like, I really had a great connection with this speaker, dude.
It was like your son.
Yeah, and I was so lost, and I was like, I don't know what to do now.
Well, now you know what we need to do.
Gotta get another speaker.
Gotta get another speaker.
Yeah, dude.
When payday comes around,
Friday,
next weekend,
yep.
We'll go speaker shopping.
I checked. No, I think I'm gonna get the same one, dude.
Same one?
I don't.
For 200?
For 70. I checked the discount price today, and it still works. The discount code?
No way.
So $70, dude.
Dude, that's pretty sick, dude.
So.
So new speaker it is.
I have to pull the plug, dude.
Do it on Friday.
Yeah?
Bet.
Calm.
Calm.
Clam.
Clam. Call me Clams.
Call me
Calms. Alright, what else? So, one of my topics I had, I'm pretty sure you know what it is because I talked to you about it before, but you know what Tiny Desk is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, Tiny Desk has a lot of really great artists. And on the last LSD trip that I had, LSD? Origin?
Airhorn?
Me, 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 me.
That's our soundboard for now.
So the last LSD trip I had, I ended up watching like my second or third Tiny Desk ever.
Oh, shit.
I was like, oh my god, dude, it's hitting the fucking spot on my moist little ears.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I watched about 13 more Tiny Desks.
I love those.
And I think they're so underrated, dude. I think
mm-hmm.
they're fucking amazing. And I really urge anybody who's listening, and you,
mm-hmm.
to listen to more Tiny Desks,
yeah, dude. For sure.
There's one called Tank and the Bangas.
I don't think I've heard that one.
Okay, so I was tripping my balls when
yeah.
I heard this one. It was like, I was peeking. And it's like this group from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And the lead singer, kind of, is, her name is Tank.
Tank.
Well, her name is like something else, and then our last name is Tank something.
She's
so they call
Tank.
It Tank.
Yeah.
And the Bangas are
the rest of
her group.
The rest
yeah.
of the squad.
And it's so weird and abstract and like trippy, and it's kind of like soulful almost.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, dude, when I was watching it, the first 10 minutes, I was like, I'm turning this off. What the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
It's so weird. And I was tripping. I was like, I don't understand.
I'm uncomfortable.
I was uncomfortable. I was like, what is happening with this fucking Tiny Desk? And then I kept watching it, and I was like, dude, this shit is pretty good, dude.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty fucking talented. And she's got a great fucking voice. So I recommend you to listen to it. I'll send it to you. It's very abstract, though. Very abstract. But it's very cool. But Tiny Desks, yeah, my topic was just Tiny Desks.
Dude, that's all.
I think they're fucking fantastic.
Yeah, that's the thing. I love, like, a lot of, like, it's just New Orleans, man. Like, they just birth so many artists, dude.
So many artists. They have great culture, dude.
Yeah.
So does Chicago. I feel like New Orleans and Chicago have
mm-hmm.
great culture
right
for
there,
music.
Right there.
Fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, they're just constantly just another one.
Keys to success. Another one. Do you have anything to talk about?
Let me see. I'm not sure.
We were talking about last night, like food combinations and shit.
Food combos.
Or also like nostalgic shows and things.
So food combos. So yeah, one thing I grew up with, I don't know when my parents showed me this. When I was like 4 or 5 or whatever, but like it was just with hot Cheetos. Just always, you know, we always had hot Cheetos or the Cool Ranch Doritos. I don't know if it was my mom or my dad who showed me it, but they took a thing of cream cheese and they took my chip and just swabbed it.
Into the cream cheese?
Yeah. Swabbed
Dang.
It into the cream cheese, they handed it to me, and they were just like...
It was a mouth nut.
Just taste it. And it's just like the crunch, but like the smooth, that like puree over your tongue.
Ooh.
And it kind of like... It just... Like, your taste buds know what the fuck's going on. Like... Your taste buds just kind of get, like, gangbang.
Ooh.
But it's, like, enjoying, like...
It's like a gangbang of pleasure. It's a gangbang of pleasure in your mouth.
And it's kind of like, oh, you know how people like, you can take some like hot Cheetos and like melted cheese. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but it's like
cream cheese. We did that in where I work.
Yeah.
Where all the people that work in my office.
Yeah.
We get like the hot Cheetos or like chips from the store, and then we go. Get the little cheese dip. Yep. Dude, we just fucking sit in there. We're not doing shit. Just sitting there eating that shit. It's so good.
And even that's weird. Like, cheese and potatoes. Like, well, I mean, that works. But, like, you know, I was trying to break down chips to what they are. But potatoes and cheese still work, so.
That's true. You kind of fucked yourself.
Yeah, I did. But.
But have you ever had goldfish and peanut butter?
I have not.
Goldfish and peanut butter is surprisingly pretty fucking phenomenal.
No, I can fuck with that. Because I know a lot of, like. Not like granola bars. It's a like sweet and salty.
Mm-hmm. It'll be sweet and salty is really good, dude.
It just mix. Like it doesn't battle. It just kind of just meets 50-50 and they just make love.
It's like, oh, this goldfish just fucked this peanut butter in my mouth. That's pretty wild. I was at my friend's house when I was like, maybe in 7th grade, 6th grade, and we had a sleepover. I think it was for his birthday party, and he was like, so we slept over. It was in the morning. And then he said, oh, y'all want breakfast? And we're like, yeah, dude.
Was this like junior year of high school?
No, this was like 6th or 7th grade.
Doing my birthday party.
So he was like, yo, do y'all want breakfast? We're like, yeah, dude, can you make anything? He's like, no. He's like, what the fuck? Well, what are we going to eat? And he's like, dude, just watch this. He grabbed the soft tortillas.
Mm-hmm.
He grabbed two of them.
Yeah.
And laid one down on a plate. And then he got, like, a little bit of margarine or butter, kind of spread it on the bottom one. And then he put some brown sugar cinnamon on the tortilla. And then he put Nutella, a layer of Nutella, over that. And then on the second tortilla, he brought it over to next to the one on the plate, put some more butter and margarine on the bottom, or, like, on the top, I guess. Yeah. And then put some more cinnamon. No. Actually, no, he did put bananas. No, that was the second time he did it. He put bananas in the second time.
I was going to say, because
bananas on it were good as fuck, too.
Sounds like bananas are coming into that.
This is the OG one. So he put some more brown sugar cinnamon on it. And then he put, like, a thinner layer of Nutella, like, just, like, a little bit, like, just thinner on the top. And then he flipped it, so he made, like, a little sandwich with Nutella, brown sugar, and a little bit of butter. And then he put more butter on the outside bottom. Some more cinnamon sugar on it, kind of folded the edges, make it like a little panini kind of thing.
Yeah.
Put it in the microwave for like a minute or two, took it out, and it was like, dude, I'm telling you, it was bomb.
Makeshift
as fuck.
Crepe.
It was like a makeshift crepe of Nutella, and then
that sounds great.
Yeah, and then added bananas in it, dude. It was even more fucking bomb. And I made that. That was like my diet for a solid 3 years. And that's how I got fat.
I remember. My mom, she got like a toaster that had 4 slots.
Okay.
So for like a month straight, I just had toast.
Oh, dude.
Like I'd wake up, make toast, get home from school,
make toast. Dude, toasts. I don't know. Toasts are bomb.
It's
dude.
So simple, dude.
You ever had a triple decker peanut butter and jelly toasted?
Yes.
Oh man, those are good.
What's another combo?
Let's see.
I remember something growing up, I would take like the Cheese Whiz and get like saltine crackers or like jelly and just like a knife in the tub and just spread it onto a cracker and I'd just go to town until my stomach would hurt.
Dude, that sounds pretty good, dude.
And I'd be like, I'm never doing this again. And I'd crave it like 2 days later.
Just
like,
do the same thing.
Just, yep.
Get some fucking makeshift snacks, put on some shows, dude. Put on like Ben 10.
That's how it was, dude.
Put on Teen Titans.
That's even like, remember back in the day, like, on the weekends, like when we were younger, and just like watching cartoons in the morning.
Oh man!
Like that's what like all this makeshift food like it puts me in that mood.
Dude, it puts you in that fucking mood, man. Nostalgia, dude.
Yep.
I would love to go back to being like 10.
Yep. Yep.
Sitting on my couch.
Yep.
Maybe having like some barbecue lays.
Yep. And I'd be the only one awake.
Yeah.
Me and my dog.
Yep.
Me and my dog.
Me and my dogs.
Yeah.
Fucking put on like. Teen Titans, some like
kid, was it Kid Codename Kids Next Door?
Oh, Codename Kids Next Door, yeah. Man, that was a good show too. Fuck, dude. Maybe put on the Disney Channel, watch the little movies they have on during the weekend sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
A on some Wizards of Waverly Place or like some fucking.
So That's So Raven, dude.
Dude, That's So Raven. Corey
in the House.
Dude, Corey in the House.
Corey in the House, dude.
Dude, Corey in the House was funny as fuck. Some iCarly, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Some Gibby.
Dude, like.
Can never get enough of Gibby.
There was just so many shows back in the day.
There really were. Like, I remember all the shows are shit nowadays.
Yeah. Like, I would always remember, like, going to my cousin's house or just, like, having them come to my house and we're all watching TV. And we're always just, like, flipping between channels because there's just so many shows on. Now it's like you just flip through channels and you're like, this is all whack. This is boring. This
all
is
whack.
Stupid. This is the same as the last 10 shows that I just saw.
Y'all would have to decide, like, man, this show's on and this show's on. Like, fuck, which one should we watch?
Switch back. Commercials. Switch back.
Yeah, the commercial. Do you remember the commercials like of the Sea Monkeys?
The Sea Monkeys.
They'd advertise the Sea Monkeys on like the
Cartoon
Network.
Yeah, the ones you drop
put
in the
water.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Dude, I used to want those so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got one time, and yeah, dude, I ordered one online one time without my mom's permission, and she was like, "What the fuck is this shit?" And I was like, "It's Sea Monkeys, dude. Like, they grow. And they're alive. They're little like fucking people." She's like, first of all, you're stupid. Second of all, we're going on a road trip, so I don't know why you'd put these in the water, and we're going to leave, and they're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, it's fine. Like, you got this, dude.
Bring them with me.
Yeah, bring them. She's like, no, we're keeping them here. If you want to put them in the water, go for it. I said, all right, dope. I got a little tank of water, put some water in it to the right temperature and everything, and then I put the sea monkeys in, and then I told my friend to come feed them. I don't remember if they had to be fed. I don't remember what the fuck it was, but I was like, yo,
it probably
dude.
Came with a little packet of food or something.
I think so, But I was like, yo, like, go to my house every once in a while and feed them. He's like, dude, I got you, dude. And I was like, thanks. By the way, this was all over Club Penguin messaging.
Oh, my God, dude.
I was like, yo, dude, come to my igloo real quick.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, feed my sea monkeys while I go on this, like, long road trip. He's like, all right, dude, I bet I got you. And then we came back from the road trip.
Wait. So, like, did you just leave, like, your house on lock, or were you like an apartment complex or something?
So
or
it was a house on a neighborhood street, and the way my street was set up, the way my checking and savings was set up, the way my house
checking
was
and savings.
The way my neighborhood was set up was like it was just one long street and then a cul-de-sac,
mm-hmm.
and then all my friends were on this street, some friends were on the next street, some friends on the
next
street.
Like Ed and Eddie shit.
It really was, dude. It was sick as fuck. We'd go
shit.
Out like fucking play,
mm-hmm.
play some football,
mm-hmm.
like. Beat the shit out of each other and go to a friend's house, play some like Black Ops Zombies,
World
War II Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was fun as fuck, man. It was a good fucking time.
Those are the days.
But Razor scooters and skateboards
mm-hmm.
and shit. Go to the church next to our neighborhood and fuck with the janitor and stole one of our scooters. But anyways, I told my friend to watch my fucking Sea Monkeys, right? Come back after the trip to find out my door was locked. And I never gave him the key or anything either.
Oh,
I was just like,
God.
Yo, feed my sea monkeys. He's like, got you.
So I kind of jumped the gun on the whole story.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
But it's okay.
We'll edit that out.
Back.
We can edit that.
It's all right. It's all right. Yeah, we can trim it. We can do it in post.
Yeah, dude.
So I came back and my sea monkeys were dead. I didn't even have a day to see them. Like, put them in, left, dead. So what the fuck? And I never got the sea monkeys again. And ever since then, I hated the commercials.
Fuck this shit. Shut it off.
Yeah, right. Oh, did you ever see the commercials of the little, like, the moon sand?
Moon sand?
Yeah.
Yes.
What about the zoo books?
Zoo books?
Did you ever see the zoo books?
I can't. No,
dude,
I
saw a zoo book commercial on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and it was the most nostalgic thing.
Oh, the
thing.
Zoo books. Oh,
yeah, the zoo
shit.
Books.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I saw a zoo book commercial on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I reposted it, and I was like, this is the most
quiet.
Nostalgic thing. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And, like, the hippo was, like,
mm-hmm.
chomping on a fish or something.
Damn, dude.
The most nostalgic shit I've seen in I don't know how long. I'm gonna show you it after we're done here. But it was so fucking great, dude. I'm gonna have to show you. But the zoo books, I never had them, but the commercials, like, I just love watching the commercials,
shit,
dude.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
You're 20? So I'm
how old
19?
Are you? You're
19? 19, yeah. So, like, this is at, like, 2005, 2000. No, like, say, like, 2000, 2010 era.
Yeah,
I'm saying just for like everyone else who's listening.
Pretty
like,
much.
What the fuck are these people talking about?
Yeah, right. I like that because you're 99, right?
Yeah.
I like that we're 90s babies in a way
because
mm-hmm. we grew up with the 90s stuff too. A lot of people like older than us are like, "Oh, you're not a 90s
like,
baby.
Yeah,
you don't
like,
know shit." And I was like, "No, like I actually grew up around that shit too because that was still relevant when I was
mm-hmm.
a small kid and early 2000s." So we grew up around the 90s stuff, and we also grew up around our own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we're almost kind of
we
like
had that
generation
transition.
Mashed.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool.
I feel like the 90s pop culture kind of like
I say you can extend it to 2003, maybe even 2005.
I'd say 2005, really? How old would kids from 2005 be right now?
If they're born?
Yeah.
14.
They'd be 14? No, dude.
Yeah, dude, my brother's about to be 14. Or he is 14.
And how is he as like a person, culturally?
He's more with the new shit.
More with the new shit?
Yeah.
Does he ever like some of the old shit, though?
Yeah, but I mean, because he had me as an older sibling to kind of, like, you know...
See, that's what's in play.
That's the thing. Yeah. But if not, like, if he was just born in 2005 and he was the older sibling or the older sibling, then...
That's true. I feel like the 90s era of kids started to end with us,
mm-hmm.
but it ended, I want to say... I really want to say 2000... Maybe 2 or 3.
Yeah. Well, for me, like, the way I'm saying, like, 2003 to, like, 05 is because...
Mm-hmm.
So, I grew up just, like, a couple minutes out of Chicago. And I remember, like, going to school, and people were still wearing, like, Fat Farm, FUBU, and, like, Echo Unlimited. So, I don't know if that was just my area, because it was predominantly, like, Mexican, white, and black people.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, no, not really black people, but...
Primarily just, like, Mexican and...
Asian and white people, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what I remember seeing a lot.
Fair enough.
But, like I said, that could just be my childhood, because I have a lot of older siblings who, like, I grew up on the Nintendo 64, on the PlayStation 1, and the PlayStation 2 because of them.
That's true. Shit. Are we the 2005 of them? The 2005 is to us?
I think so, dude.
Fuck, dude.
Oh, my bad, dude. It sounds fun, dude. Recording on air
podcast.
What the fuck, Megan?
Oh, dude,
we're gonna fucking fire you,
dude. You're fired. Where's our fucking intern?
Where's our intern, dude?
We need an intern.
Fucking piece of shit, dude.
Hire an intern in the second episode.
But yeah, that's why I say it'd be like 03 05. Yeah,
I can kind of agree. I'd say anywhere from, yeah, like 03 05. I think 06 is definitely pushing it, though.
Yeah, that's pushing it.
Because 06 is, like, I remember 06.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were alive in 06...
That's when, like, Heelys came out, and it's like, okay.
Oh, my God, Heelys, man.
It's some new shit. Dude.
Yeah. Did you ever wear the Heelys to school?
Yep.
Did you ever have to pop out the wheel?
Yeah,
put
them
in your pocket,
it was the tool in my fucking pocket.
Just...
All right. And then, like, whenever we go on, like, a bathroom break or something, we go to, like, PE or the library, just... Yep. And
dude,
just, like, walk in the back of the
amazing.
Line so the teacher wouldn't see me.
Oh my god. I forgot who I was talking to about this at work. I think it might have been Alex. But I want to get another pair of Heelys. Because I heard they're still making them.
Yeah.
They're making better ones.
I think it was like last year or something. They said that they're making them in adult sizes.
Oh.
I was like, holy shit, dude.
Dude, we got to get some Heelys.
Dude, I'm so down to get
some
Heelys.
Next paycheck, get some Heelys.
And
we got to see how much they are, too.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I'm so excited.
Some just Heelys and fidget spinners and just...
Dude, what if you can, like...
toxic, dude.
We should fuck with, like, our boots.
Mm-hmm.
To put Heelys, with the wheels in the boots. Go down the hallways. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Dude.
That's fucking great. That's fucking
that would be
great.
Insane, dude.
We'd get our ass ripped open.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Yeah.
Without a fucking doubt.
But we would make a lot of people laugh. And, you know, it's kind of just one of those things for the people, you know?
Yeah,
you
sacrifice
for the people,
to make some laughs, dude. Make some smiles.
Yeah. Get to go down in history, yeah.
That's what you live for. Make smiles, dude.
Yeah.
Make some memories.
That would be great, dude.
Yeah.
I remember, too, like, I was the first to get Heelys. I got to my cousins because, you know, like I said, like, I'm 5 years older than my brother, so I was...
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the only child for a while.
Yeah.
Versus my siblings had multiple siblings. And so I was the first one to get Heelys. My cousins like hated it. But then like after that, like there was some like middle of the mall shit Heelys where like at the back of the sole of the shoe, it's a little push button.
What?
And the wheel will pop out.
Oh, interesting.
I don't remember how to put it in. I don't know if you would just, like, just stomp or if there was, like, something
like
at the
out,
very bottom.
Like, it would pop out so you can take it out or, like, it would
no,
actually
like,
come out?
No, like, it wouldn't come out of the shoe. Like, it, yeah, just enough
Whoa,
to come out.
A button?
Yeah.
That's pretty sick, dude.
So you could just bam, tap both heels, and you're rolling, dude.
Dude, Dude, that's pretty dope.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy shit, those are a lot better than to carry the actual tool and then carry your wheels.
You had to pop out his little tool.
And then you had the holes there, so you had to like get the patches too, so you can wear them normally. And I was like, I want those.
Fuck, dude, you know what? While we're talking about this,
little Googling.
I'm getting my computer. I'm looking up. See if my computer's even on. Might be dead. Fuck. No. Podcast readiness. Dude, open up your phone.
Okay.
See how much these are.
Oh my god, it just keeps asking me to join all these Wi-Fis. Just keep getting canceled.
Oops, sorry, dude. While we have an intermission, while my good old buddy RJ right here is looking up Heelys, go ahead and like and subscribe and drop a comment section in the comment section and support your boys.
Yeah, let us know if you guys have any topics you want to hear.
Yeah, so this is obviously our first episode. You know, we're not really sure what we're doing yet. We're kind of just making conversation, you know, filling the time. But yeah, I mean, if you guys actually end up listening and, you know, support, like what we're doing, like who we are, leave a little note, message us, leave a comment, reach out to us, give us your ideas or some topics you guys want to talk about or our opinions on whatever. And yeah, we'll tackle it. Cause
hit us up on Bumble.
Hit us up on Bumble and Tinder. Like and subscribe on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
You know the old deal.
Dude, I got one bar.
You got one bar?
Yeah, I got one bar.
Dog.
Dude. I don't think it's gonna happen today. Are you able to record?
I don't want to risk it.
I mean, if not, then we'll just take the other clip and put it together.
Oh, we could do that, yeah.
If it does cut out. But.
And we could use the intermission as an ad.
Bam.
Oh, is it still recording? Oh, it is.
Shit, dude. All right. We're in business.
I'm gonna check it out. Ready? Heelys.
Is this your water?
I think it's my roommate's. We can have it.
No.
Whoa,
here.
Dude, they're looking pretty sick, too.
I mean, if it's under, like, $60, then...
I'm checking it out right now. I'm gonna look on the actual Heelys website, and then...
Yeah, that's what I try to do.
Yeah.
Pull it up and see what they're doing. So they're selling at Walmart, but, you know, like... That's...
Walmart's could probably have shitty selection.
Yeah. So just buy it from the primary source.
That's what I'm thinking. That's loading.
Ooh, what juice do you have there? What is that?
It's iced pink lemonade. You want to try it?
I do not, but I will for the podcast.
Dude, yes, making moves.
Yeah, dude, we'll see. So I don't vape. Like, I don't know what it is. I just never kind of got onto the bandwagon of that. I was just that one friend in high school who just never vaped. So I have some baby lungs, and anytime I hit anything with Nick, I just die.
Yeah, cough, dude. He's gonna cough. Let me get you some water.
No, I'm just taking a little tiny hit, dude. Just a little tiny. Just a little.
You're taking a big hit.
A little baby rip.
Taking
dude.
A big one.
A baby ripski.
Taking a big one.
Shit, brother.
Take a medium one.
Medium?
Yeah. Just bring it down to your lungs.
Yep.
Taking it down your down your throat. No
mm-hmm.
homo. Pride
no
month.
Homo. No homo. Pride month. Yeah.
That's
yep.
right. Honestly, I never vaped in high school either. I didn't do shit in high school. I mean, I smoked weed in high school. Oh yeah. Get some of that water. Get some of that water. Get some of that good.
I was like, wow, it didn't hit at first.
Oh, yes.
As soon as I stopped, it just crept in.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Beautiful. Get some water in them throat.
I just felt like my throat was closing.
So the best way to do it when you do it is... Take it down to your throat. When you stop, bring it all the way down so your throat clears, and then exhale. That's how you keep your throat from getting fucked up. That's why when I laughed earlier, when you made me laugh,
mm-hmm.
and my throat got fucked, because like my throat, I laughed, and I kind of pushed them out, and my throat closed a little bit, and I was like, oh.
I think I kind of felt it. Like, I felt everything coming down.
Yeah.
But if a lot of it felt like it was already in, but there was still some here.
Yeah, that's where it gets you,
just,
right here.
Because, like, yeah, once I exhale, that's been, oh, huh.
Making moves, dude.
I think it tasted good. I can't even. I can't even remember. It was just pain.
Now let me. Oh, adults, dude, they have lights on the Heelys now.
What?
They have a Marvel. They have a Marvel line. Whoa, dude! I'm not getting the Marvel. I don't look like I'm fucking 8 years old. All right, check some of these Heelys out. Oh, you got the Force.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So by, oh, so by relevance. No.
Oh, it kind of looks like a Nike Huarache. It's weird, dude. They changed the model up. I remember them just being fat and clunky.
Yeah, right?
Like they that. More like
sleek.
That.
Yeah. They look more sleek now. That's like a classic Heelys right there. Those are the ones I had. Mm. Not the exact ones, but that's kind of...
I think mine were like white and navy dude. Blue. Dude. Holy shit, dude.
Dude.
Oh, dude. The America's...
It looks like a Converse Vans shoe. Like the high tops with an American flag on it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, those are nice and black.
So, yeah, they changed from that, like...
Dude, $38?
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm getting it, dude. They changed from, like a skate kind of... A fatty, like, an Osiris.
They changed from a Kyle shoe.
Yeah, definitely.
To, like, a... Oh, that looks pretty cool.
Like, if you Google the Osiris
skate shoe... I know shoe, the Osiris, yeah. It definitely looks like those. That
shit's fat and clunky. But yeah. now... They have, like, dude. Some canvas... Van type looking ones.
Yeah, but those are pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Great Pro. I like the Great Pro. Oh, how much were those? 58. 2042. They're actually pretty inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
For shoes. Like, for shoes with wheels, dude.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking expensive. I like these ones.
Yeah. I think that'd be the best, dude.
38.50.
A nice burgundy, too.
Yeah. Let's see what they got. Oh, those are actually pretty nice, too. The Great Pro with kind of gray one. I like how it has the white line, kind of like mm-hmm. the fucking classics. Vans?
Yeah.
Those ones right there.
Yeah. You got, like, stripe going down.
Yeah. The Great Pros. Let's check out these launches real quick. It's pretty sweet. Let's see if we get a different color. Ooh.
Take another sip of this water.
Go for it, dude. Oh, my God, dude. They're all out of stock.
Quenched. Oh, my God, dude.
All the adults are out of stock.
See?
For these launches right here. Let's check out.
If they're like subscribe to the newsletter or something whenever they
gotta know restock, when they're back in stock. Yeah. Let's check out the Great Pros real quick. Dude, I like the blue on these too.
You know the streetwear brand Supreme, right?
Yeah.
Supreme Heelys.
Oh my God.
Why has that not become a thing?
They'd be like $4,000. Gray, white, and royal. That's cool as fuck. Let's see if they're out of stock. Oh my God, dude, they're all out of stock. I'm so sad now. Fuck.
So we're gonna have to like buy it from like a third party Walmart or...
Oh man, Walmart's gonna have like the shitty Osiris styles.
Mm-hmm. It should be like a triple black.
Yeah.
Or like a triple orange.
But I mean, I'm honestly down to go check.
I'd still, yeah.
When we get paid. Or we can just, if we're bored today.
Yeah, dude.
Go look.
Another thing I really enjoy doing.
Yeah.
The whole like when Macklemore came in and kind of brought thrift shopping to the mainstream.
Dude, yeah.
Like, I really fuck with it, dude.
Thrift shopping?
Mm-hmm.
So I've never been thrift shopping.
For real?
And I really want to go.
Dude, I feel like it's a pretty big, like, for the YouTubers I see, it's a pretty great thing in Cali mm-hmm. and in Texas.
See, I wish I went in Cali more, because when I was back in Cali...
Because you have Ross.
Yeah.
You have your Goodwill.
Wait, is Ross considered thrift shopping?
I'd say it is.
Really?
Well... Because it's still, like, hand-me-downs.
Isn't it?
Like, secondary. Isn't that what Ross is?
Ross is more like just cheap, discounted clothes.
Then I'm thinking of something else.
Ross and Marshalls are kind of just,
guess,
like...
Yeah, I guess, no.
They're more like, they have good selections.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're hand-me-downs, though, because they have, like, companies there.
I'm not sure, then.
Like, I got... I don't think I got this shirt at Ross. I got a few stuff at Ross.
I thought it was. I must be thinking of something else, then. Another Maybe. Store.
But, like, TJ Maxx.
Yeah. Those, okay, so it's, like...
Yeah, Marshalls and Ross are kind of like TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
It's, like, a... Just, like, a random clothes mm-hmm. store, you know what I mean?
It's, like, whatever, like, the big stores don't sell, they just give to them, and just kind of...
Yeah, pretty much.
Heavily.
But, yeah, I used to shop at those before I got style. Because they really didn't have style there. They got good clothes, though. It's pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, dude, I want to go thrift shopping. Especially...
Oh, I want to go thrift shopping. Yard sales, too, dude.
Dude, yard sales are dope as fuck.
Yard sale hunting?
Dude. Didn't we see a yard sale, like, last weekend? We should have went to it.
Or was it was it Friday? I think it was.
It was Friday?
Yeah.
Was I with you Friday?
Friday or Saturday, I can't remember.
Fuck.
I don't know where we're driving, but I think we're
No, we were driving to get our haircut.
Oh, yeah.
And then we saw the yard sale. We never got it. We never went to it. We said we're going to go to it.
But yeah,
we should definitely go to one.
I just like it because, you know, I'm a cheap person.
Yeah.
But
and
also,
you never know what you can find there.
Yeah. Also, you could really come up on stuff and flip it.
For real.
That's what I'm about.
That's also why I want to go thrift shopping. That's what I was going to say. Was like,
start flipping, man.
Yeah, because thrift shopping is cool because you get to find stuff that you never really would see, or like antique shit.
Yeah, very exclusive, one of ones.
Yeah, for especially cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also cool because you can go buy a bunch of shit and flip it,
mm-hmm.
and actually make money on it. Like, I've
yep.
seen a lot of YouTube videos where people would go to thrift stores, spend like $100, make like $500 back,
yeah.
or $300 back.
There's a,
it's not bad.
There's this one sneaker YouTuber I watch. He's in Texas, and so like he has his following just from his YouTube channel, but he also does like his own series where he goes thrift shopping, and like it'd be like every morning on the weekends, because he said like in the mornings that's when they restock everything,
yeah.
so that's when like you can find the hottest stuff.
Oh.
And he has like another website that he made, and he'll post it up on his social media and from the YouTube video,
mm-hmm.
he could just make like $3,000 in a night from like two
Damn.
Days of thrift shopping.
Holy
it's
shit!
Just like that, he does it like it's nothing.
That's fucking
like,
crazy,
dude. Like he'll find a whole bunch of like. Also, too, a lot. What kind of came into with the thrift shopping scene is like vintage wear.
Yeah.
So a lot of like your old school jerseys and.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Some
high school
like,
jackets.
Yeah. Your polo, your Tommy, like all of that.
Yeah, dude.
Or even another one that too about thrift shopping is like fake Gucci bags. There's still
Ooh.
A market for fake Gucci.
Oh,
like,
without a doubt.
Yeah. There's this other guy. He's on Netflix. What was his name? I think his name is like Robbie or something. I don't know what his store is, but he's located out in Las Vegas. He has his own little like his own shop that is like goods that he's thrifted or that he's bought from like other like sellers. It's
uh-huh.
just like a lot of like it's kind of like a lot of hip hop culture and 90s culture and like all that vintage stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, dude, that is exactly what I want to do. I would want to do that.
Dude, I want to fucking do it. Next weekend, I say we should go.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Maybe not splurge, but like just kind of see what's up.
Yeah.
Just get a few things, flip some,
mm-hmm.
keep some. I'm down to do it. I would love to. That's what we should do next weekend, yard sale and thrift shopping.
Because
mm-hmm. when do you have work?
Monday.
You
and then
Monday.
Monday and Sunday.
So we can go next weekend.
Yeah.
Dope shit, dude.
And Saturday would be good.
Fuck yeah. Well, you have work like tomorrow, Monday? So you have work Sunday of next week?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah, we still have Saturday.
Yeah.
Down
so
this way?
Next weekend, Friday, Saturday, yeah.
Make it a plan.
Calm.
Calm.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else we could talk about?
Something else. Something else I also want to start besides having my own little like shop like that. I would want a food truck, dude.
Oh, dude. Food truck. I've worked in a food truck before.
Oh, yeah, you have.
So
dude, that's that Cali. That Cali stuff.
Dude, it's sick as fuck. So let me tell you this real quick. So I used to work at this restaurant called Islands.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out, sponsor.
Sponsor us. Please.
I used to work at this restaurant called Islands back in Cali. And it was a pretty cool restaurant. I worked there for, like, I don't know, maybe like 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't too long, but it was like a decent amount of time.
Yeah.
And we eventually got a manager. I'm not going to name drop. We got a manager there, and he was pretty cool. I liked him. Some people didn't, but he was actually pretty cool. And one day he was like, yeah, I'm going to be quitting soon because I got a food truck, and I want to bring it back home and maybe start it out here, see what happens. I just got it fixed because this one lady, like, fucked it up. So he got it fixed, and he's like, yo, I need some people to, like, work on the food truck with me
mm-hmm.
for at least, like, one day. And I was like, yo, man, I got you. Like, let me know. I think I'd be sick as fuck.
Yep.
So, it was only one day I worked with him on the food truck. I was going to work with him more, but, you know, shit happened.
Shit.
And, so he picked me up, or I met him at this place, and then he brought the food truck over, and then we cleaned it out a little bit, got it ready, got the food ready, sorted it away, made sure everything was good, and then we got, like, three venues, I think it was. We went outside one business, one, like, kind of corporate office, and then the corporate office put, like, a newsletter out to the company
yeah.
saying that, like, you know, we have a food truck coming outside at this time. And dude, it got got like pretty fucking packed.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people came out to the food truck.
Dude.
And I was like sitting there like taking the orders. I was help making some food.
Mm-hmm.
My manager was out in the back like making the food and shit. And he's like, I think his daughter was there too, like helping. And it was me, him, his daughter, and like I think two other people who were just kind of helping out. But it was so fucking cool, dude. Like we literally just showed up in a food truck, and we ended up like making friends with some people.
Yeah.
Made some food, and we dipped. And then we're done to dip, and we dipped. Went to the third venue, or second venue, the third venue. And it's so cool because it's like a mobile... First of all, who doesn't love food, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And
cheap food that just comes to you.
Exactly. And food trucks have a cool little, like, just kind of vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, dude, it was probably more like the coolest thing I've ever done in my life. Even if it was just for one day.
I don't understand what it is, but it's just like... Whenever you're in the mood to eat, you're kind of like, oh, you have your restaurants that you want to try, and you
mm-hmm.
have your restaurants that is your usual go-to.
Yeah.
Like your go-to. But then, like, you see a food truck, and it's just like, oh, my God.
Dude,
I'm hungry.
It's got
I'm hungry.
A food truck.
Yeah.
You ever see that food truck over by work over
mm-hmm.
here?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I never tried it, but I want to try it one day.
Gourmet breakfast sandwiches. It's
yeah.
called the Coop.
Yeah.
I was like, dude.
It looks pretty dope.
But the time, like, when we pull up to work, they're not there yet. They're closed.
Are
like,
they?
Like, no, like, they'll be there. But
oh,
there's no one in there. Like, they haven't
yet?
Pulled up yet.
Well, shit, when the fuck do they open?
I don't know. But I've seen, I can know, like, a couple times, like, when I've left, kind of, like, a little bit before lunch,
yeah.
I see them there.
Yeah.
I see everyone else just lined up, and I was like, I need to have
yeah.
one of the gourmet sandwiches.
We need to figure out when they're open.
Breakfast
try
is my favorite
out.
Meal, dude.
Dude, breakfast is
that's
fucking bomb shit.
Dude. There's just so much you can do with breakfast.
That's why people love having breakfast for dinner, or breakfast
yep.
for lunch.
Yep.
That's a
yep.
thing.
But it's just nice, blacked out food truck.
Yeah.
The Coop, you got a little chicken there, and a little drawing of an sunny side up egg.
It's pretty fucking cool, dude. And the Coop, the two O's are two eggs.
Mm-hmm. Back in... So, the town I was living at... Like I say, I'm in Boston,
mm-hmm.
but it was really, like, a little bit away from there, like, 40 minutes away out. As
yeah.
In this town called Lowell. And, it's really nice because, in the summer, they have these food trucks come around, and there's this one spot in downtown where they create like their own little venue, and we have like a little band, like bands just going on the stage,
mm-hmm.
and there was like 8 food trucks just lined up,
dude,
and like they'll kind of like shut down the roads like around it.
It's like a farmer's market of food trucks.
Yep And they do it at night, and then I remember they had like, you know, you have like your typical like your barbecue kind of
mm-hmm.
like your best like pulled pork or something like that.
That's sick as fuck.
Something
dude.
Like that. And then we had like a like an egg roll one.
Yeah.
Or there'd be like a dessert one or something, like, you know, people do crepes and stuff. And it was just amazing, dude.
I'm telling you.
That's really where it's at.
You would love California. Because they have that shit
I know.
All the time. Even like, so they have that shit all the time, like as is.
Mm-hmm.
But even for like events.
Yep.
Like I was at Comic Con one year.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 2017 Comic Con.
Yeah.
Went outside and they had like a whole parking lot of just food trucks.
Yeah.
I was like, this is sick as fuck. And not only
they
were the food trucks.
Forever.
Yeah, not only were the food trucks, like, good, but they're also, like, themed.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were, like, nerd-themed. Some were, like music-themed.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was just sick as fuck, dude. I'm telling... Oh, man.
Like, it's just... Food trucks, it's, like... It's the best way to get, like, a little creative idea and just bring it to life.
Yeah, it really is.
It's just, like,
it's
this
a perfect
little
small
flame
business.
That could just catch on.
Really? Have you seen the movie Chef?
I have not.
Do you know what it is?
No.
So, you know who Jon Favreau is?
No.
He plays... Have you seen Spider-Man Homecoming?
Who's Spider-Man?
Unbelievable!
Yeah, no.
So, in Spider-Man Homecoming, you remember
Get the
Happy?
Fuck out.
Yeah, remember Happy?
Yeah.
So, Happy, like, fucking Tony Stark, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers.
The movie's been out for, like, 3 months.
If you haven't seen it yet, fuck you, honestly.
My girlfriend hasn't seen it.
What? Well, fuck your girlfriend.
That's the plan, dude. And that's kind of that's what happens.
That's the point. All right. Well, anyways, back to what I was saying. So Jon Favreau, Happy, who's also like behind a lot of the Marvel Cinematic Universe shit that he does. Like he's very fucking in the mix.
Yeah.
He made a movie called Chef, and it's about this guy who's a 5-star chef in a restaurant, and he's like, man, like, I forgot entirely what the movie is about. Because I fell asleep at the end of it because I was very high, very, very inebriated. I was very abbreviated.
Very italicized.
I was very italicized, underlined.
I was underlined bold.
But it was really good in the beginning because he quit the restaurant or something happened. And he's like, man, fuck this. I'm getting a fucking food truck.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a food truck, fixed it up, and then drove across country in his food truck with, like, his son and his wife. And all of a sudden, like, people would kind of get on social media and be like, dude, this food truck just stopped by, like, Louisiana, like, New Orleans, and it's sick as fuck. Like, check out this food truck if it ever comes to you.
Yeah.
And, like, people would...
It's just word of mouth.
Yeah, and word of mouth, social media, shit like that. And across country, he just got more popular and popular and popular.
Is this a true story?
I don't know. No, I don't think it's more. I don't think it's a true story. It's a good movie, though. But, yeah, it's just, like, it's about this five-star chef who is like, man, fuck this restaurant bullshit, and went and fucking got a food truck. And it's dope as shit. Honestly, when we're done here, we should really watch it.
I think I fuck with that. It's kind of like when, like famous people, they kind of say, fuck it, and they kind of just, you know, run away into the mountains.
Like fucking Dave Chappelle, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know about that?
I heard about it. His whole hiatus. I didn't really get into it too much.
Yeah.
Even Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And everyone's saying he's fucking crazy now, but really he's
free. Have you seen his, I think it came out in 2018, but it's a documentary on Jim Carrey playing Andy Kaufman.
I have not.
Dude, do you know who Andy Kaufman is?
No.
So Andy Kaufman is like a, he's kind of Jim Carrey-esque, or actually I should say Jim Carrey's Andy Kaufman-esque. Andy Kaufman, I think he's from the 70s.
Yeah.
He's a comedian from the 70s, and he died of cancer pretty young. And he was really famous for being controversial and just, like, a fucking huge goofball and an asshole. And Jim Carrey, like, grew up watching him and was like, man, I want to be like him.
Yep.
That was his, like, kind of inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
So Jim Carrey did. He fucking became Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
And he's very Andy Kaufman-esque. And then he got offered to play Andy Kaufman in a movie about Andy Kaufman. So
that's
Jim Carrey,
like, honorary role.
It's very fucking cool. Yeah. So Jim Carrey got so lost in the Andy Kaufman role.
He literally,
that's why there's a documentary on him playing Andy Kaufman, because he literally became Andy. It's called Jim and Andy. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
And he became Andy. He was not Jim anymore.
Yep.
And he got so into the role where
people didn't know him.
People didn't know him. Yeah. He was only Andy. And he said, like, after the movie, it fucked me up. Like, I didn't even know who I was after a while. And it's so fucking good, dude.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And that's why Jim Carrey, you know, went on his little hiatus. I mean, I don't know if that's 100% the reason.
Yeah.
But towards the end of the documentary, he's, like, going on about shit. He's like, man, like, sometimes you just gotta step away. And you don't know what you're doing or what you have until you kind of just reevaluate yourself. And that's a really good documentary. It made me fucking, like, almost cry, dude.
Yeah. That's good something I definitely watch.
Yeah. Put it on the list.
Toss that on there.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to add, too, about the food truck thing. It's also because, like, growing up, so, you know, my mother is, you know, Laotian, Thai, and Vietnamese. My dad's Mexican, so both of them, I'm very blessed that both of my parents are really great at cooking.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, so.
Those are some good fucking cooking cultures.
Like, yeah, Asian food, Spanish food right there. So my parents would always talk about how, like, they'd just be in the kitchen, and they're like, oh, you know, I want to try this. Well, they'll kind of infuse both of our ethnic groups into the dish for whatever meal. And they always talk about how, like, they want a restaurant, whatever. And, you know, to take my dad's Mexican side, my mom's Asian side, and just make hybrid food.
See, that's...
There's a couple, like, they have, like... It'll be, like, Japanese Mexican food, like, they'll have some, like, crazy shit like that. And I was like, dude, I want to fulfill that dream for my parents.
Dude, fucking do it. I will even, dude, once we finish our job right now, where we're working right now, once we get out of this, I'll be 100% down to do a food truck. Dude, I would fucking do that with you. I'll be, like, the business side, you'd be, like, the fucking, dude, I think it'd be sick as fuck, because food is the best way to express.
Yeah.
It's, honestly, it's the best way to express
and to connect with people. And, like,
yeah, it's you express yourself, your culture, what you like.
Yep.
And it's also, like, one of the best things to make food for somebody else.
Yeah.
Is, I read this or saw this somewhere, but to make food for somebody else is one of the most, like, intimate things you can do for someone.
Just who you are, what you grew up with.
Exactly. You know, like, this is something that I made for you. Everybody needs food, obviously. So.
Yep.
I made this food for you. It's something that you'll like. Something I enjoy doing.
Yep.
Something that I put myself into. I express myself into this food. And it's a dish that I put my heart in for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can experience it and enjoy it.
Yep.
that's like intimate as fuck.
Yeah.
Like it sounds stupid, but it's also like it's so pure.
Yeah. Because like we kind of just, oh, you're cooking for me. Thanks.
Yeah. It's like, thanks, man. No. Appreciate it.
It's really gets deep into that.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, that's incredible. You can even like, even how we were talking about earlier, where like it can kind of bring you back to your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me, I feel like Ratatouille really captured how great food is, dude.
Dude, Ratatouille is a fucking great movie.
But when the inspector takes his first bite and he goes back and he's like a little child,
uh-huh.
and his mom makes him, I feel like that's what food really could do.
Yeah, it's really true. Just like smells, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whenever you smell something, yep, you're like, where am I?
I smell like I'm in like my second grade library.
Yeah, what the fuck? Like that really brought me back.
Am I in the PE locker room of fourth grade?
Yeah, or same with music. Like when you listen to music,
mm-hmm.
it'll bring you back to a certain time in your life.
Yep.
Food, music, and smells, dude.
Yeah.
That's the trio.
That's what I do all the time. Especially like when we're at work or like, you know, we all kind of like work out together, all our friends, all the workers.
Yeah.
And like whoever has aux, I'm like, dude, this song came out when I was in this grade or that grade.
Yeah.
Or I was in this summer, whatever. And I think it's cool to hear because like our age group is like, it just ranges from like
so
18 to 33 years old.
Yeah.
Like, it's just,
it's so different, and
mm-hmm.
we all have different connections to different things,
mm-hmm.
or different connections to same things.
Yep.
And we kind of bond over it. It's like, man, I heard this song when I heard this song for the first time, or this song reminds me of like cruising down. Like for example, I heard someone put this song on like a month ago. It was "Hey Soul Sister" by Train.
Yep.
And I was like, oh my god, dude, this song reminds me of when I was going to school in sixth grade in San Francisco, going down like right next to the bay, just like looking over at the
mm-hmm.
ocean and the city. And just listen to that fucking song, and I was like, man, what a good fucking time.
Just being on
and
the
it,
bus.
Yeah, and it made me fucking happy, and I was
mm-hmm.
like, damn. And then they should tell me their experience of the song. It's
yep.
like, we're just like, wow, we just shared something that was personal to us.
That's the thing. It's
over
crazy,
a song.
Yeah. There's just so much.
Yeah.
There's so much you can relate on to. It's like, dude, I love music, dude.
Dude. Music's all we got, dog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shout out Chance the Rapper, sponsor.
Sponsor.
I think we're... We talk about everything, huh?
Yeah. I think it's a good point.
It's good for a... Down to dip?
Down to dip, dude.
Down to dip, dude. All right. Dap it up. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate y'all. We love every one of you. All two of you. All zero of you.
My mom and his mom.
My mom. But, yeah. So, thanks for listening, and we'll probably have an episode whenever.
Oh, we kind of wrapped it up right at an hour, too.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
52 minutes, and probably wrap it up at 45 seconds. So yeah, thanks for listening. Please reach out to us. Tell us what you want to hear. Suggestions, opinions, whatever. And appreciate y'all. Stay swanky.
Stay swanky. Yep.
Peace.